Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
.405 Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. Thanks again to Chris Ruddy, CEO of Newsmax. It's a good thing when you get a guy like Ruddy on the air. He's a good guy, and I got to tell you something. Newsmax is an amazing operation, and it is due to Chris that it is what it is. You're going to see some amazing coverage coming from the Middle East, and you'll see it on Newsmax. I appreciate him being here. Now, one of the things we did not get to with Chris is his longstanding friendship with President Trump. And he has seen President Trump operate for decades. I mean, they have been friends for probably 50 years. I will tell you this, our farewell dinner in Israel, Chris had to take a call in the middle of saying a few words. And it wasn't like, I got to go wash my hair, I'll be right back. The phone rang, and I forget what I think the ringtone actually was one of the Star Wars, themes, and he picked it right up, answered, and started walking. Right, it was President Trump. And I don't even know what time it was here. I don't really remember what time it was there, but he was like, I gotta go. And he went into another room and had an extended conversation with President Trump, because that's his relationship with the president. And one of the things that Chris would be able to address far better than I can, but I'm going to address it anyway, is what I call the king of trolling. There's nobody better than Donald Trump at getting inside the heads of the leftists. Now, they've been dealing with him in the political sense for 10 years. 10 years. And guess what? He still wins. They cannot help but be against anything he's in favor of. Politically speaking, that's not good for them. Because what President Trump has made clear is that he is in favor of law and order. He is in favor of law-abiding citizens. He is in favor of supporting law enforcement officers, and he is against criminals and criminal activity and violent crime. And because they have such contempt for him, they are siding with the criminals committing acts of violent crime. Only Donald Trump could get anybody to stand up and be supportive of criminals committing violent crimes. Let's take a listen to some of these brain surgeons. Now, the first one, I do have to give you the official warning. Sip something if you are drinking something now. Now is the time to sip it. Yes, yes, yes. It's an MSNBC thing, and I don't know what their new name is going to be. And I mean, I would imagine if they're still around it anyway, we'll still have to do the warnings just for safety purposes. But the reason I urge you to do it is so that you do not spit any sort of a liquid on your laptop or on your windshield. You don't want to do that. So now that you've had the warning, you have had time to recalibrate here. How about cut number one, please?
So, David French, the question is then for Democrats, and you can offer some free political advice, too, if you'd like to. What is the way through this? We have heard Governor Moore, Governor Pritzker, Governor Newsom saying we welcome partnership. We welcome more cops. We want people in our streets to feel safe, but we're not doing it his way. We're not going to have troops walking down the streets of Baltimore and Chicago and Los Angeles.
I mean, you have to use the truth to blow up his narrative. And the truth is this, that people forget he was president in 2020. And when crime really exploded, when violent crime really exploded in a way that was terrifying and dangerous, it happened in 2020 in his presidency, his first term. Ever since 2020, I think Democrats could say we've been dealing with the fallout and we've been trying to wrestle and bring this under control and have had a lot of success. You can look at declining crime rates in the Biden term. These declines have continued in this year. So there has been a story of success to say he was in charge when this blew up, and we've been dealing with the fallout ever since.
Interesting, don't you think? Word breaking, by the way, on that shooting at the Catholic Church in Minneapolis. The FBI is now involved investigating it as possible domestic terrorism. So remember what terrorism is. I mean, it, like everything else, has an actual definition. So for this to be domestic terrorism, there has to be some sort of a political portion to it. So it's not just, hey, some crazy guy went in and killed a bunch of people. It's that some depraved individual went somewhere. And because they were trying to advance some sort of an agenda, did something awful. Now, you and I are looking at this as decent people, right? Decent people. We're saying, well, how could anybody kill a little kid? Right? That's what you and I are doing. We're reacting in a very, very, very emotional manner because we're good people. But you have to look at some of the legal portions of this, and that's why the domestic terrorism angle comes into play with the FBI. Let me give you another tiny little piece here. We have just enough time for this one. Now, it's CNN, which, in all candor, is really not much different from MSNBC anymore. But cut number three.
What do you think this will look like? Specialized National Guard units around the country to, quote, deal with public order issues.
The average American has to know that this order for what we call quick reaction forces has been in existence for over 15 years. When I was the acting vice chief of the National Guard Bureau, we made sure to put that into the guidance for all the states to be able to pull people from existing units rapidly, to be able to assist the governor for any kind of situation that he or she may need. So the idea of creating specialized units, which, by the way, it's the language that matters. Essentially, what the president is doing through the Secretary of Defense is creating units, official military units, to, quite frankly, guard, or not guard, watch the American people. And that's the thing that is absolutely abhorrent. It reminds me so much of what happened in Germany in the 1930s.
So, I mean, Americans aren't used to this kind of mobilization of federal troops, right? They just aren't in their cities. Does this prime them to see the use of military domestically to be normal? And what concerns does that raise for you?
I believe fully that the president wants to put as a show of force to anybody who opposes him, he wants armed and uniformed military on the streets. If his true intent is all about law and order, then this should be what it is. It should be a law enforcement operation, not a military operation. He should restore the funds for community policing, for education, for the hiring of policemen and women in all of the jurisdictions, whether it's the largest city or the smallest town.
The desperation is palpable. All that Donald Trump has said is we're in favor of law-abiding citizens conducting their lives in the way they want to see fit without running the risk that a criminal is going to hurt them or take their stuff. That's what he's doing. And because of the anger that the leftists have for the president, they are siding with the criminals. It is fascinating to watch. 4:15, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRBA. 4:20, Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Wednesday. I've got to share a couple of things coming in on the James River Air text line. 833-804-1140, 833-804-1140. Coming up at 4:35, by the way, John Reed is going to be here, our Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. He is now tied with Ghazala Hashmi in that race. I remember Hashmi had been ahead by, what, 3, 4, 5 points, something like that. I mean, it is going in a very interesting direction. Even Spamberger, who had a 17-point lead over Winsome Sears, now has a 5-point lead over Winsome.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Sears. So it seems to be that folks are beginning to pay attention. This happens as we get closer and closer towards Labor Day, right? Kids are back in school. Vacations are, for the most part, over. All right, couple of things coming in here on the James River Air text line, 833-804-1140. 804, Jeff, word on the street is that the Minnesota murderer of Catholic school kids is trans and anti-Trump. Yes, that would appear to be the case. 804, Jeff, is the trans murderer a real man or a real woman? Fake news won't say. It's very deceptive. The indications are that his real name is, or was, Robert, and approximately 6 years ago as a minor, he changed it to Robin. Diane in Chesterfield, Jeff, you continue to make every day a little bit better than it was before you came on the air. Diane, that's very kind, and I know of one person today who would disagree with you. Berkeley is in Mechanicsville. Jeff, can you verify this? Spamberger just said today that if she's elected governor, she would rescind Governor Youngkin's order of the police working with ICE. Yep, she said that today. She said that she will immediately rescind that order, so that law enforcement will not cooperate with law enforcement. It is disgusting. 804 Jeff, please also mention that Abigail Spamberger is anti-right to work. You don't have to listen to her now. Look at her votes for the PRO Act. Yep, that's true. That's absolutely true. I was in the 7th Congressional District before the redistricting, 804 says. She campaigned as a moderate, but always voted liberal. Yeah, she had 100% agreement with Nancy Pelosi. Another 804, Jeff, the fake news is going to drop the story so fast now that the shooter is identified as a trans Marxist Islamist. Whew. Yep. 804, Jeff, what's actually more probable? A debate between Ghazala Hashmi and John Reed, or Travis and Swifty's marriage making it a year? Oh, that is a tough over-under. They're both tough over-unders. 804, Jeff, that Democrat leftist, mostly peaceful protest emerged, of course, for St. George Floyd. That was the cause of so much 2020 crime. 804, Jeff, I enjoy your show. Where would an average American go to get objective news, news that's not left-leaning or right-leaning, just facts and less opinions? Well, I would send you to Newsmax. Yep, that's what I would send you to do. Go to Newsmax. I think it is always, always a great source. All right, 425, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. 435, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA. It is a Wednesday afternoon. There's some amazing developments that are occurring in our beloved Commonwealth. And I want to get right to the matter. You know, John Reed is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And since day one, I've said that I'm on board with John running for lieutenant governor. I think he's going to do a great job as lieutenant governor, probably someday as governor. And he has come out with ideas and plans and plans and ideas really since day one. Latest involves helping to make housing somewhat more affordable. That's a big issue for a lot of people. So I want to talk about that, but also the developments in the poll numbers, which are just absolutely outstanding. John, welcome, my friend.
Well, thank you, sir. Glad to be with you on this Wednesday. I'm feeling pretty good today, seeing these poll numbers tighten up and being right there tied up with Ghazala Hashmi, who still will not debate. Have you all called her yet, by the way?
Oh, yes, yes. I think that's a daily effort to get her. Yeah. And as the phone doesn't ring, we know it's her not calling. That's the way that works out. Let's talk about those numbers. Then I want to talk about this affordable housing thing that you're talking about. But these numbers, John, there has been a seismic shift throughout the entire GOP ticket. I mean, if we start just, what, 8 weeks ago, Abigail Spanberger has a 17-point lead on Winsome Sears, and as of today, it's 5 points. You are now in a tie with Ghazala Hashmi, and Attorney General Jason Meares, I guess, is in a one-point race, according to this latest poll, with Jay Jones. These are big shifts.
Yeah, it's big shifts, which is what I think is probably more reflective of where people have been for a while. But it's been especially important over the last 2 weeks that more news has come out of Northern Virginia with the terrible decision-making and the terrible policies that the Democrats double and triple down on as it relates to parents and kids in schools. And this, you know, I hate to be rough about it, but this awful trans ideology that is just ruining things for everybody. I don't even think it's helping the trans kids. I think it's making life worse for everybody. And the more people hear about it and how the Democrats are on the wrong side of these issues, I think even people who are a little left of center are saying, stop the insanity. We're voting John Reed. We're voting Winsome Sears. We're voting Jason. We're going with the Republicans because at least they'll stand up for basic common sense.
That does seem to be the issue, right? That it is nonsense versus common sense.
I think that's true. You know, most people who are open-minded people do not believe that boys should be competing in girls' sports. Most people who are open-minded, rational, you know, not judgmental, not harsh people, do not believe that their daughter, whether she's 5 years old or 17 years old or 25 years old, should be in a locker room with a delusional man who's naked with, you know, things going on. And no, people don't buy into that. And it's puzzling to me why the Democrat Party, where we used to debate, you know, tax rates and, you know, how extensive welfare should be. That used to be the debate. Now we're debating this stuff. This is crazy. Yeah. And, you know, I'm glad I'm one of the people who, back when I was on WRVA, was standing up saying, this is insanity. It's got to stop. It doesn't mean you're a bigot. It doesn't mean you're a mean, nasty person. It means you're a sane, responsible person who wants to protect your kids if you stand up against it.
John Reed for Virginia.com. I should remind everybody is John's website, John Reed for Virginia.com. John, let's talk about some of the other big issues. Just today, Abigail Spanberger says, one of the first things I'll do if I win is to rescind Governor Youngkin's executive order that says law enforcement should cooperate with law enforcement, local and state with federal law enforcement. I mean, it is so appalling, but given the track record of folks like Steve Descano in Fairfax embracing criminals, I guess it's probably not surprising.
Well, the one thing I'll say about this is at least Abigail Spanberger's being honest about it. You know, yeah. Unlike the right to work where she's acting like, oh, I'm not sure. No, you know what you're going to do. You're going to repeal the right to work. So at least she's being upfront by saying she will repeal this. The problem for her is she's listening to the leftists, many of whom are DC types who are just out of touch with the average person. And I've put almost 100,000 miles on the car, driving all over the state.
Yep.
And people are not on board with this. Even people who are Democrats agree we got to obey the law. And where it comes to law enforcement, where someone is here illegally and they've committed a crime, you know, I mean, quite frankly, a second crime, but okay, crime, and they wind up incarcerated or on trial, people are not on board with that. They want folks to obey the law. They want peace. They don't want criminals running all over the place, and this is the problem for the Democrats, another case where they're behaving in a nonsensical, crazy way. They don't seem to care whether those of us who get up early in the morning and go to work and try to earn enough living to take care of our families, whether we're inconvenienced or whether we're harmed, they always side with the criminal. It's not going to work anymore. People are tired of it.
Yeah, I think you were spot on. John Reed, who is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor, joining us. John's actually been joining us pretty much every Wednesday since the nomination became official, and I'm thrilled about that. John Reed for Virginia.com is the way to read more, to make a donation, to sign up and volunteer. I would suggest, given Spamberger's ridiculous declaration today, that my friends over at the Virginia PBA might want to revisit that endorsement. But that's just me. You didn't say that because you got an endorsement because you're standing with cops as you always have.
Yeah, you got to stand with the police officers. And look at what's happening in Washington right now with President Trump. All these people were freaking out about the fact that he said enough. You know, 100 murders in Washington, the capital city of the United States, maybe that's unacceptable. I got in a little tiff with somebody today who said, you know, it's just so wrong to send in the National Guard. I mean, the crime wasn't that bad. I said, well, how many murders should there be? How many are acceptable? How many moms and dads are you going to go to in D.C.? Or, may I be completely honest with you, here in Richmond?
That's right.
The capital city of Virginia. How many parents are you going to go to and say, oh, well, it was okay that your kid got shot, kid died, because we don't want to actually go out and upset anybody by enforcing law and taking the criminals off the street? I think that whether you're white or you're black, whether you're rich or you're poor, people are tired of this. And it is not oppressive. It's not offensive to go in and say, we have a real problem. Let's deal with it.
Spot on. I would love to see President Trump say, okay, I'm talking about Baltimore, I'm talking about Chicago, but, you know, Richmond is 90 miles away, and we need to help law enforcement. And that would be an amazing thing. I think that would be an absolute thing of beauty.
Wouldn't you think, Jeff, that if you were a Democrat, that you would say, hey, I can preempt any problem. Let me just enforce the law here. Let me take the police chief in Richmond and say to this guy, hey, we're going to hire new people. Let's get you 100 new police officers. Let's really double and triple down on the schedule. Let's make sure you got the equipment you need. Let's go to Colette McEachin, the Democrat prosecutor, and tell her, hey, lady, start locking these people up instead of having a revolving door downtown. It's too many people dying, too many people. I mean, I had lunch today over in a cafe in Manchester, and some of the people who were with me said, oh yeah, you know, three blocks over that, that's where the guy pulled out the gun and just started shooting people. And then two blocks over here is where somebody got killed. And I thought, how do you live like this? This is not okay. People in Richmond don't want to live like this, no matter what color you are, or, you know, what your socioeconomic status is. I think there's a hunger for reasonable, responsible, and fair-minded people to come back in and take charge in a way that protects the decent folks instead of constantly protecting the criminals. If I was a Democrat, not that I'm interested in giving up free advice until after I win, come on, guys, it's clear what you got to do. Let's just do it and save some lives here for the rest of the year.
Exactly. God, it is so spot on. And you know, John, I mean, we grew up in very, very different worlds. But here's the reality. Having safe towns, safe cities, that ought not be left or right, Democrat or Republican. I mean, that's just, we're all decent human beings. We want to live in a decent, safe society. We don't want our kid to be that kid that winds up dead on some sidewalk somewhere. But I'm going to say this to you, John, just from a media perspective.
Mm-hmm.
There is nobody like Donald Trump, who is, I have declared him the king of trolling. He has gotten Democrats to admit that they would rather stand with criminals and in favor of criminal behavior than actually agree with a damn thing that he has to say. It's amazing to me.
It is shocking, but it's revealing, because you and I in talk radio world, and, you know, previously when I was doing public policy in the Senate and at the U.S. Chamber of Commerce and overseas, you get pushed into situations where suddenly you have to make a decision, and it reveals where you really are on the issues. And most politicians just want to kind of stay in the gray area so that they're not really obligated to anybody. I told the guys that I'm working with, most of whom are volunteers because nobody has given me much money, so I just got to make it, you know, I just got to make it work with what I got.
Yeah.
I told them, look, I want to win. I think I'll do a good job as a lieutenant governor. I will put my heart and soul into this, but I don't want to win if all you keep giving me is piecemeal kind of pablum that doesn't mean anything, that is like a Hallmark greeting card, right, that doesn't really move the needle. If I'm going to be lieutenant governor, I want to go in and actually have an impact that helps protect businesses, grows jobs, protects families, stops this insanity in the school system, makes people feel like somebody's actually advocating for them at the Capitol rather than just cashing a paycheck.
Yep.
And you need to get on board with me. I don't need to get on board with you. So are you listening to what I'm saying? And I snapped them into it and said, don't you go out there and run this pablum. That doesn't do anybody any good. If I lose being honest with people, so be it. I'd rather lose being honest than being one of the regular politicians.
Well, listen, let me correct you on one thing. You made a terrible, terrible error there, John, and I am going
to
correct you publicly because I love you.
Okay.
You said you think you would do a great job as lieutenant governor. I am here to tell you that you absolutely would do a great job as lieutenant governor. There should be no doubt about the great job that that you will do given that opportunity and entrusted with that by the people of our beloved Commonwealth. So that's the only correction
I'll work hard to achieve that, I promise.
All right, now we're talking about hard work. A lot of people working hard who are saying, man, it's nice that you got a house, and I can't get one, and is there some way that we help make it more affordable? You are out with a very detailed plan to help with affordable housing for working folks in Virginia. Tell us a little bit about that.
Yeah, well, we got a supply problem, and this isn't just me freelancing here. You know what I did when I left the radio station back on January 27th? I set up a bunch of meetings in that first month with people who were on local boards of supervisors, some of whom have been on your show. Mm-hmm. I went and talked to a couple of developers, and I said, hey, guys, don't just shoot me this line of stuff so you can make a bunch of money. Tell me what's really going on here. And, you know, we can talk about the money later. So this plan has come together with that conversation and things that we've seen work in other parts of the country. Part of it is get the supply up. And the supply is different in Virginia Beach versus Richmond versus, say, Bristol.
Sure.
So we need to work with localities to kind of clear out the red tape, stop all the lawsuits, loosen up the obligations for developers and for people to sell their land if they want to build.
Right.
And then for buyers, you know, I'm prayerful. I swear to God, I hope Donald Trump can get these interest rates lowered because I think it's going to be the match that just ignites the American economy if we can drop the interest rates again.
Yep.
But, you know, I can't control that right now. What I think we can do is offer a tax credit of up to $25,000 for first-time home buyers. Now, we've already kind of carved out special considerations for people who are trying to get on the ladder, you know, to buy a house and start building equity and building, you know, generational wealth through their home. Traditionally, that's been the way this has worked in America, and we've kind of gone off the rails here. So my idea is if anybody's got to eat it, let the government eat the cost of getting people back into that process and let these first-time homeowners, some of them are my friends in their 20s, who are still renting downtown, and I'm like, dude, when are you going to buy a house? Well, I wish I could. I can't afford it.
Yeah.
Well, this might be the thing that just pushes them over the edge incentive-wise and financially, where when we get that new inventory online, they can get into the house and start building that equity. And then there are a couple of other elements. I hope people will go to Substack, the Reed Revolution, and read about this proposal. And then I just this morning, Jeff, I posted two-minute video, doesn't take too long, that outlines all of the elements, at least thumbnail sketch of all the elements of the proposal. But those are the biggies, and I think that they can have an impact immediately if we just get started in the next 12 months to solve this problem, because it is a real problem. The Democrats are correct when they say this is a problem. I just think they don't have any solutions that are practical, and I think Republicans like me can come up with those.
Well, there's no doubt. And John, I will tell you, just speaking with Harry and Joe and their friends in that age group, early 20s and what have you, they have been conditioned in the last couple of years to think they will never own a home. That's part of this, is to...
Impossible. Can't let that happen. Cannot let that happen.
Yeah. We've got to have an educational process. And then your plan, which is just brilliant and offers opportunities, offers help. And I would say, am I biased? Yeah, I've had... John Reed sign on my lawn, as long as there have been John Reed signs to have on my lawn. But I read through it, and I see it. It is very reasonable.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here, wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Well, it's well thought out. I mean, it's typical John Reed, which is great. John, I want more people to have those lawn signs. I want more people to get on board. I want them to help you out. I know you've got 100,000 miles plus on the car, but by God, you're in every single corner of our Commonwealth. You're sharing common sense ideas. How do people get on board and help you to get the message to even more people?
Well, you can go to johnreedforvirginia.com. And of course, if anybody is super wealthy, it would sure be great to meet the Virginia version of Elon Musk, who's on board with conservative policies. That'd be awesome. But even if you're not, you know, we've got 2 more months to go with this campaign.
Yeah.
So I'd ask people to consider whether they feel like, you know, $25, $50, $100 might help the campaign and not hurt you too much. I don't want to ever ask people to give to, you know, something that hurts them. But if you could consider that, and then I will have more signs. We got 3,000 in, believe it or not. We've handed out 2,200 in a week. 2,200 gone in a week. But I just ordered another 2,500 signs. Wow. So I think they're coming next week. I pray, you know, there's all this kind of, can they be shipped and stuff. But how about when I talk to you next week, I have a plan for distribution in Richmond, Chesterfield, Hanover. Perfect. And it crossed my mind, Jeff, that maybe we could get together and, you know, do one of those things like we used to do when we were on the air together, hang out for an hour or two, and I can hand out signs. I'd love to do that.
I'm on board. I am absolutely on board. John, I always appreciate you being here. You know, hug your mom. She's a great lady. And I will look forward to chatting with you soon. That is my friend, John Reed. Yes, he is the Republican nominee for lieutenant governor. And yes, you should visit johnreedforvirginia.com. Tomorrow morning, Rich Herrera, another friend of mine and another host of Richmond's Morning News, he has Bishop Barry Nestout, who is the bishop of Richmond, joining him to talk about this terrible situation out of Minneapolis. It is 4:54. Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.